Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 4th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 11th Ramadan, 1441. The beauty of our deen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on many occasions changes our actions which we done for this world and makes them an action for the hereafter. This is a very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enough. One such action is when a person spends on his or her family. Now this is something we are not very aware of, that spending on one's family is also a great act of worship and brings great reward. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that if a person spends one dinar and he spends that dinar in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he uses that dinar to free a slave, or he uses it to give to a poor person, or he uses that dinar on his family, meaning his wife and children. Now he has spent this dinar. Dinar is a currency in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We could say 5 pound, 10 pound, 50 pound, 100 pound, some amount of money. So when is a person spends some amount of money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another is that he spends that money to free a slave. These are all great actions. Another is that he finds a poor person and hands the money over to them. And one is that he uses that money to spend on his wife and children. Now out of the four, we would expect that one of the first three will be superior, and spending on one's family may not be all that superior. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that spending on one's family holds greater merit than the other spendings. Now here, one thing we need to understand is that this spending is spending of necessity. Now on the one side, if we fulfill the rights of our wife and children, we provide food and drink for them, we provide a home for them, we provide comfort for them, we fulfill their needs. After that, if we have money left over, then to extravagantly spend, and on the other hand, to spend in one of the above-mentioned causes, then the above-mentioned causes will hold greater merit. But this is related to the necessity of spending, where our wife and children are in need, and we are providing for them. Because without us spending on our wife and children, then there will be a shortage for them. They will have to go and ask elsewhere. And what is the reason for this being more virtuous? Ulama have said that spending on one's family is fard, and spending in the other causes are optional. And fard obviously holds a greater reward. So what we need to learn here is that if one spends on his or her family with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intention is very important. So if one spends on his or her family with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this becomes greater than sadaqah and charity. And by doing so, one will be earning a place in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Inshallah, until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.